It's another tour, Daddy. It is Monday in Bangkok. It is about 3:30 in the afternoon here, and we've had a lively day, and we've also got Mr. Neil Atkinson. We are joined straight in the action, Neil. How are you?
Very much straight into the action, yeah. Landed at about sort of quarter past, got off the plane about quarter past 10. Was lucky enough, and it is genuinely lucky, to be interviewing the manager at 1 o'clock, and we've just done something here with... The club shop in Bangkok, in the shopping mall there. We've just done an event with Jason McAteer and Jose Enrique. So yeah, very much last straight into the action, and we're off to see what the LFC Foundation are up to next.
Yeah, very busy day today, running from one thing to next, but happy enough. It has just started teaming down, which worries me a little bit for this sort of foundation event and what they're going to do there.
And also for open training. I mean, yeah. I mean, in one way it might be good to get it out the way now, the weather, but in another way, yeah, it does concern.
I was hoping for I was hoping to see some enterprising fellow or woman selling umbrellas.
Yeah,
right, they normally appear as soon as it's raining, but we didn't sort of get a chance to sort that. But we'll have to get wet. If it rains, we'll get wet. I'm sure we'll survive. The manager, was he?
Great. Just funny. Came in. You'd heard Hugh laughing in the other room when he was recording his other thing, and the first thing he said was here I am with the laughers. I said, we've sent John away. To be honest with you, there's been consequences to his actions. No, he was in really good form, to be honest with you. Really relaxed. Good laugh beforehand with him. And then, I mean, there wasn't that much beforehand. It was 60 seconds whilst Dave was brilliantly sorting cameras and bits out for us. But and then launched in. And yeah, you know, he's... I think he finds himself when he gets to do these sorts of things. If you can catch him in the right mood, I think he's really thoughtful about what's gone before, and there was definitely an element of that. And he's definitely come out today with the idea that he's going to talk about midfield, because he's talked to everybody about midfield. So he was very determined to talk to me about midfield as well, which I'm more than happy to do. Does he know how many starts Naby Keita made last year? I was on the verge of asking him. But lad, though, how many League and Champions League starts did Naby Keita make last year? But he was, you know, he both is what you're saying he isn't. And what I mean by that is, because I think a lot of what we get to see is obviously him very pumped up on match days, and occasionally quite pumped up for press conferences before or immediately afterwards when he's just lived through a match.